Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
I just got 9 minutes after 7 here on the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM studio. On the WhatsApp line, a couple of messages that have come through. I just want to run through some of them quickly. 0115 saying, Assalamu alaikum, Ashraf. Rain Metal Denal, WMD. I'm assuming that means weapons of mass destruction, manufacturers of ammunition and bombs, which are sold to countries waging war on other countries. Sabar and condolences in the hearts of those who have lost loved ones in the explosion in Makassar from 0115. And then a few more messages. Shukran for the one from 3391, saying shukran for your time and efforts, much appreciated. And of course, we do it with pleasure. Then just quickly moving on to the next story that we've been making mention of this morning, and I'm sure some of you may already be aware of. An attempted abduction of a female pupil from Bontierville allegedly took place earlier this week. According to the girl's father, his daughter narrowly escaped the alleged attempted abduction and managed to identify two male occupants, including one whom she claims had a scar in the left side of his face. She also identified the vehicle as a white Toyota Yaris with tinted windows. Joining us online now is Graham Lindhorst, the chairperson of the Bishop Labour CPF precinct overseeing Bontierville, as well as the father of the female pupil. Gentlemen, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning and thank you for having us as the CPF as well. Thanks.
Now, firstly, to you, the father of the girl, have in terms of the incident itself, run us through exactly what had happened.
As my daughter explained to me yesterday morning when she came home, she walked to school, but like 5 minutes away from her house, and then the guy stopped next to her and asked her where the school mimosa, and then she just said that just found her out here. And then she walked on, but while she's walking on, the guy's like driving still next to her. He's on the pavement, and that guy's in the road. And then they asked her some questions, and she was getting scared. And then she told them, she has, like I said, she just told them down the road, yeah.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Firstly, if I just want to start by saying we are, as a community, and as the listeners of the Voice of the Cape and the broader Cape Town community, we are glad that you are safe. We are glad that you have been able to escape this abduction or this attempted abduction. But we'd like to know from you your take as to what happened, what you experienced.
I was on my way to school, and my school just drove by, and then they asked me a direction to primary school, and then I just told my stand the road, and then I was walking on, and as I was walking on, and they asked me, where am I going? Come here, Joy. And then he was just telling me I was watching for a long time, and I didn't like know there was someone at the back of the car when he was talking in the language. The ethics language, and then I just looked to the back, and then I said, we're talking to someone in the car. And then three of my school children came on at the back, and that's when I got the guitar to turn around, because then they drove on.
And when were you able to attract any attention? Were you able to get help close by?
No, I came straight home, because the clear was kind of close. Clear.
Okay. And then, essentially, once you then got home, did you then inform police, or what essentially then happened after that?
I went straight to my mother, and then we phoned to the police, but they took long.
Okay. Shukran so much for giving us that update. I'm going to just check in with Graham Lindhorst, the chairperson of the Bishop Labour CPF. Graham, good morning.
Good morning again to you. Thank you.
In terms of incidences such as these, are these a common occurrence? Is this the first of such incidences that have occurred in your precinct? And if so, in terms of the Bishop Labour CPF, what is your position on this incident?
Yeah, let me just first say, as you've already said to the family, we're very glad that she is very safe, and we're very sorry for the trauma that she had to go through. As in our precinct, it's not the first time that it has been happening. We've had incidences in Bishop Lavis last year where there was a van driving around and trying to abduct people, but they were never successful. Because of exactly what this young lady has done, they're vigilant and they know what to do in circumstances like that. As a CPF, we believe in the walking bus initiative from the Department of Community Safety, because with that you have a group of people walking with these children, and it has become much more safer these days with that initiative.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we still have the go online. Are you still with us?
No, it's a daddy, yes.
Okay, the dad is still online. But I'm going to ask both gentlemen, if you have your radios on, to please just turn the radios a bit off and speak to me through the phone. We are getting a bit of feedback, I'm told, by the technician. Dad, in terms of your daughter, how difficult is it for you to know that these are incidences that have occurred already, and how do you feel about the fact that she still now has to continue to go to school? She still has to continue living in that community. She still has to continue essentially living life and having experienced what she has essentially. What are your thoughts around that?
She's actually scared to go to school. She don't want to go to school now. I don't even know where to start and what to do. I don't know. And I have still other 5 daughters that goes to school every day.
What will you be doing? I mean, as family, I'm sure you'll be doing everything. You'll be trying to do everything to support your daughter at a difficult time like this, and make things a bit easier for her. But surely you can only do that within the means possible. In terms of family and friends and so on, support structure, is there anyone else that could possibly assist in terms of making sure she gets to school safely and so on and so forth?
Yeah, my wife will walk with him to school.
Okay. Dad, shukran so much for joining us this morning. That's much appreciated.
Yes? I just want to say shukran and thank you to all the people that, like, send us messages. We didn't want to go on Facebook and comment because the people asked, is the child okay? And that's why we did the interview this morning.
Mm-hmm.
To tell the people that she is okay, but it really happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually went to the counselor, McKenzie,
mm-hmm.
and he was the one helping us. I also want to thank him also for him and his assistant, Allison,
mm-hmm.
because we went to the police station first. And they took too long. For me, they took too long to do something. So I immediately went to the counselor, and the counselor jumped out. My cell phone calls for us and send us to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
He actually made a way for us to go to the police and go straight into the trauma area. Like I said, I just want to thank him and mm-hmm. all the other people on Facebook that send some messages.
Then once again, Dad, to you and your daughter and the family, we wish you everything of the best. If there's any, I'm sure there are those out there listening that are wondering how they can support you and how they can assist, to know that there are people and the broader community at large is supporting you and are with you, particularly after this difficult experience. We wish you everything of the best, and we wish the same for your daughter as well.
Shukran so much
for joining us this morning. Graham, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Graham, in terms of what the dad has made mention of now, and what the daughter has made mention of, where they've contacted the police and the police took a bit too long to get there. You, in terms of your engagements as a CPF with SAPS, surely an issue around an alleged or attempted abduction or abductions, seriously, surely these are fairly serious enough to warrant some urgency from SAPS?
Yeah, I'm disturbed by what I've heard, and I will follow it up personally with the Brigadier. I spoke to the Brigadier about this issue last night. He hasn't mentioned to me about the response time, and I've heard the dad and the daughter talking about it. I will take it up because it's unacceptable that we have a poor response time, especially for such a serious matter like this one.
Mm-hmm. And then in terms of, you made mention of some of the initiatives that you have put in place as the CPF, or that you're supporting as the CPF. From your perspective though, as the CPF, advice to those other learners and other parents who are listening to us right now, who's maybe from the same community, who's maybe from a different community, but have heard about this particular experience, have heard firsthand from if I can call it the victim, advices to those people, because essentially life has to go on, people need to continue going to school, etc., etc.
Yeah, the advice is, as I've said, there's initiatives like the walking bus. What the walking bus does is to have a group of people walking together. Now, you don't just need the walking bus to do that. The learners themselves can walk in groups as well, because if you're in a group, you are much safer than when you're alone, because it seems these guys look at people, youngsters that walks alone, and then target them. So our advice would be to walk in groups. We will also, from the CPF, get SAPS as well as the City of Cape Town law enforcement agencies to increase their visibility, especially during school times when it starts and when it goes out, to ensure that there's much more visibility in around the schools. We've done it before when we had problems in Bishop Lavis, and they come to the party. We've even stationed some City of Cape Town vehicles, law enforcement vehicles, at some schools as well. So we'll do the same. We'll call them to a meeting and ask them to come to the party in terms of that as well.
Mm-hmm. Graham Lindhorst, the chairperson of the Bishop Lavis CPF, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Breakfast Beat. We wish it could have been under more ideal circumstances, but nonetheless, we thank you once again for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.